Hey everyone, it's Lindsay. I am so excited that you have chosen to tune in with me today for my very first podcast. This is something that's been on my heart to do for a really long time, and I'm so thankful to finally have the time to sit down and just to speak with you and tell you what God's put on my heart and just share some things that He's taught me along my journey with Him. And thankfully, I got my 6-month-old baby to finally take a nap today so that I can sit down and I can just share with you what the Lord has put on my heart. And today I actually want to talk to you about this title, and the title is The Power of Pulling Close. I've just been meditating this week on my journey with Jesus for the last 7 years and kind of all the different parts that have led up to where I am today, and how community, friendships, mentors, and leaders have played such a vital point, a vital role in my walk with Him. And I remember in the past few years going through a lot of different time periods where I felt like I kind of needed to draw away or be alone. And I would always say the term, if you're a Christian, you'll know this term, a season of isolation. You know, God is kind of pulling me to be alone in order to do some things in my heart and in my mind. And I just really, as I look back over those time periods, I can remember when I felt that way, how important it was to actually do the opposite. And in a moment where I wanted to pull away, there was power in pulling close to people, to mentors, to leaders, to the local church that would help me through those times, to uplift me through those times. I want to go to just 2 different scriptures with you today. And the first one is Mark 12, 29 through 31. And it's the commandment that is the greatest is to love others as we love ourselves. I think it's so amazing that Jesus calls us to do so many different things, but His greatest commandment is to love other people. I think that this is just such a remarkable staple right here, because it causes us to realize how important our neighbor really is. If that's His greatest commandment, that means that there is a high calling to just love people. That's what God does. He just loves people, and He wants us to love people. And loving people means being surrounded by people, and that means your community, that means your friendships, your coworkers, that His heart is for people. And so the other scripture I also want to bring to your attention is Matthew 18:20, and it says that where 3 or more are gathered, that He is in the midst of that. And so how exciting that you can be alone and you can encounter God, and you can have a relationship with Him, but there is power and His presence is there even in a different way when 3 people gather together and call upon His name. And so in my journey, in my process, I've had moments where I've really needed to pull into different friendships to help carry me through. I've always been leading other people's, but also I've also had a mentor that's over me and that's helping to guide me. I've also had an accountability partner, and I encourage anyone that's listening to this podcast today to find an accountability partner. I wish that I could say it's easy to find, but you don't want to just find somebody that's going to listen to you and agree with everything that you say. I always make the joke that my sister would not be the best accountability partner because she's family, and I can't necessarily go to her about everything because she is always going to take my side. She's always going to fight for me, and that's what makes her an amazing, amazing sister. But at the same time, I need a friendship, or I need a relationship that's accountability, that's gonna pull me and tell me that I need to come higher. And so I have a friend, her name is Mayshaw. She lives in Tennessee, and I call her when I know that I'm wrong and that I need to be told that I'm wrong, and that she needs to tell me, like, you know, this isn't the right way to think about it. This is the way that you need to pray. You need to go to God. You need to get back to the place where you're on your face with Jesus. And so I encourage you guys today, if you don't have an accountability partner, you need to find someone who's going to call the things out of you that maybe you don't want to hear all the the time. You need to find someone that when you call them, they're not just going to agree with you and side up with you, but they're going to give you and challenge the way that you think, challenge the way your heart feels. And so accountability has just been such an amazing role in my life that's helped me to be where I am today, and also has just given me strength. I just really believe that you thrive when you're surrounded by other people that are passionate about Jesus. About a year ago, my husband and I went through a church switch where God had called us to leave one place and he had called us to go to another. But there was this time period where it was called our in-between. I always refer to it as our in-between time period, where we were kind of going, you know, to a church and we were kind of serving and we were looking for opportunity to just kind of sit and just receive. But because we were just going and we were leaving church, there was this sense of isolation. And that isolation really, I feel, hindered us from being able to grow the way that God had called us to grow in that season. And so I'm so thankful that that season was so short, because we really, in that moment of leaving one place, needed to be surrounded by people who loved Jesus, who loved us, and could comfort us in this time where we needed comfort. I think that people can hit a crossroads sometimes when we have opposition or offense that occurs, and the enemy would love for us to isolate ourselves, to believe that we need to be alone in order for God to work in our lives. He would get so much happiness when we would just pull away and not have friendships and not have a church family, not have community. Because when he can get us alone, he can get into our minds, he can make us feel defeated, he can make us feel sad and fearful and faithless. And that's why I believe that community, friendships, leaderships, mentorships, accountability is so important. And to have all those relationships in our lives active all the time are so important. I can go back in my head a few moments or a few times in my journey with God where I would have different leaders or friendships or ministries that would maybe rub me the wrong way, or maybe come to me out of love and correct me on certain things in my life that needed to change. And I remember in those moments, my flesh would just get so frustrated. I would think to myself, I'm never coming back. I'm never talking to that person again. I don't want to be around people. I don't want to be around the church. I don't want to be, the people are judging me. It's unfair how I'm being treated. And I remember just wanting to pull away in opposition, pull away when times arise where it hurts us or it makes us feel alone. And I remember in different times where I would either choose to pull away, but I also remember the times where I would choose to pull close. And that's where God would get the glory in my life. When you do the opposite, when you don't let the enemy get you alone and you pull close, that is when you get your breakthrough. That is when God is working in your life and he is being active and he is just, he's going to just bless your socks off more than you ever know, because what you should do is run and hide. But when you say yes to Jesus and when you humble yourself and you allow God to work things out of you in the midst of community, in the midst of friendship, relationship, and ministry, he will exceed your expectations. So I just want to challenge you today to not run from people that give you biblical truth. I want to challenge you today to not be offended by the body of Christ, but to pull even closer. I want to challenge you today that when you do life with other Christians, with other friends, with your leaders, your mentors, and you're always helping people with you and bringing them with you, people that maybe just got saved along with you, there is so much blessing in your life when you have all of those friendships, all those relationships activated and working in your life. God loves you. He doesn't want you to be alone. He doesn't want you to go through a season of isolation. He wants you to pull close to him in this season. And so I just love you. I'm praying for you. And I'm believing that God is going to give you, if you don't have those relationships, the accountability partner that you're looking for, the friendships and the circle that you're looking for. Maybe you're in search of a home church right now and you don't have one. God is going to provide those things for you, because he understands the power of doing life together. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great week, and I hope to be posting podcasts once a week. I'm going to say once a week, but we'll see what happens. As God leads me, I just want to continue to share these words of encouragement with you. I love you. Have a great day.